Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Now, Jess Kelly is here to answer your tech questions. WhatsApp them to us 087 1400 106. But first, Apple is holding its first product event of the year. What are they launching?
This is the iPad event. So it's been a while since we've had new iPads. Anyone who follows Apple closely will know that the MacBooks and the iPhones seem to get updated like clockwork. So it's been a while and we are expecting four new iPads to be unveiled today. As with the laptops, which is the MacBook range, we're expecting the M chip, which is a chip that Apple produces itself, and the processor to be inside the new iPads, giving it even more power. Now, we have spoken on this program about the iPad Pro and the iPad Air and the basic iPad numerous times over the years. And it's very difficult to imagine
Any improvement. They're so good.
They are flawless as devices. The iPad Pro, just to explain the lines, because you may be wondering, we often get texts going, you know, what iPad should I buy? The Pro is for someone who wants the power of a laptop in the body of a tablet. And it really does excel at that. So if you are someone who works with images, if you're a photographer, if you're a videographer and you want to edit on the go, it is absolutely breathtakingly powerful. The iPad Air is the one that I'd use. So that's sort of the mid-size one. Again, super powerful, up there with a laptop, but a smaller screen. So we're now expecting the new iPad Pro to come in two screen sizes akin to a laptop, so around a 12-inch screen. We're expecting the bigger screen again in the iPad Pro with an M3 or M4 chip inside. I'm just curious as to what Apple's game plan is here, because they're making it harder to decipher between should I get a MacBook or should I get an iPad. Our colleague Anton Savage had this exact discussion with me a little while ago, and we were talking through what he was using the device for, and he went with the iPad Pro option and hasn't looked back since.
Right.
So it's very exciting. I'll be interested to see the price point, though. That's going to be the big thing now with these new devices.
Okay, and questions coming in. I have a camper van. Can I get pay-as-you-go broadband for when I'm travelling? That's from Tom in Galway.
Yes, you can. There's a few different options. So depending on where you are in the country, and I know it's quite difficult to know, to pinpoint it, I suppose, when you are on the move. But if you go to whatever mobile network you're on, you have the option of getting a sort of a little dongle that will pair. Or the thing that I do when I'm traveling around is I just tether my phone, because I've got all-you-can-eat data on my bill plan.
Use it as a hub.
Use it as a hub and you are laughing.
My Huawei P30 Pro stopped working recently. Hadn't intended on upgrading. I was happy with it. What do you think of the Google Pixel 8? It's a similar quality phone. I can't afford the Pro version. That's from Keith.
Yeah, it's incredible. The Google Pixel range is my favourite. If I wasn't married to my Apple Watch, I'd have left iPhone and gone for the Pixel. It is incredible. The basic version is brilliant as well.
I'd be grateful if you could recommend the simplest way to resize a photo so it's the right size for a featured image on my WordPress website.
Yeah, so you can go to Canva, which it's just canva.com, and there are free editing options there. You can also go to Pixelbay. There's multiple websites that will allow you resize an image for free.
Do you know what the story is with OtterBox phone covers? They seem to be constantly sold out online. Most covers are since Christmas. I'm looking for one with a pop socket attached. Is there anything similar to that brand?
So what I'd recommend you do, and what I have done, I have a Zag cover, which is an alternative to OtterBox. I have a Zag cover, and then you can just buy a pop shield for £6 or £7 and attach it that way. The OtterBox ones are good. They do add a good bit of bulk, though, to the back of your phone, but they are quite durable. So I would look at Zag as a brand and then buy a separate pop socket.
Would Jess have any recommendations for putting tablets on seats of cars for kids when travelling? Any holders, for example? I don't like using them all the time, but after a while, I'm bored. Starts to grate.
Yeah, I've seen some parents on Instagram and TikTok shoving little iPads into sandwich bags and putting cable ties around it, which isn't the best idea. But you can get proper ones that attach to the headrest on the back of your car from the likes of Amazon, which I know people don't like, or you can go to the likes of Harvey Norman. But there are ones that attach to the headrest.
Like most people, I have hundreds of photos on my phone. How can I pick out the ones that I want, which is probably only about 20, and store them but erase the rest? That's from Paul.
It's a manual process, unfortunately. Now, depending on the phone that you have, like what I always recommend, and I had this conversation with a friend last week, download the Google Photos app. Regardless of what phone you have, you should have the Google Photos app on your phone. It's completely free. Sync it so that all your photographs automatically go into the app. And then it'll prompt you on duplicates. So say if I took, you know, a burst of 10 shots of you now, it'll tell me these are duplicates of the same image, yeah. So I can delete those. It'll identify ones that are blurry. And it can just eliminate it, but it is a fairly manual process. So try and just set time aside and go through bit by bit.
You could, I suppose, just take the 20 photographs, email them to somebody else. They delete everything and they email them back to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's another way.
I have a Samsung TV that is a smart TV. It's roughly 10 years old and is okay, but it won't play Netflix. I called Netflix. They said, your TV is too old. It brings up the Netflix menu and I can navigate all the shows, but just won't let me play them. Any advice?
Yeah, that's probably a software issue, I'd imagine. So the TV might just be a bit outdated. As we said the other day, I think the Chromecast is still a great option. We said this to somebody last week. You can get them for around 40 quid, plug it into the HDMI, and then you stream from your phone to the TV.
Need to replace my Xiaomi phone. Need your help. Would you choose a refurbished phone, an iPhone, or a Google phone? I only want to spend about €700.
Oh, go for a Google phone, 100%. You can get a brand new one that will last for years and years and years and years. It'll keep you in the Android ecosystem and it is great.
I'm looking for a decent performance replacement phone with good daylight view ability for under 450, Xiaomi versus Samsung or what else?
So the daylight view ability thing, it's improved in like immeasurably in recent years because of the materials used for screens and also the auto brightness detection. I would go for the Samsung. I think it's the A52, which is the lower end model, and it is excellent.
All right, Jess. So well, there we will leave it. Jess Kelly, thank you very much. And that's it for today. A reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. All you do is search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.